And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick is out of town on his honeymoon up in Montana, Wyoming area. Hopefully he and Dallas are having a great
lucky
time.
Lucky couple. Well, yeah, well-deserved
sure.
time off.
Yeah, for sure. But they're going to have a great time. I'm sure he'll have some good stories for us. And Corey Sandin is co-hosting with us today. And great to have Corey and all his knowledge. And, boy, speaking of knowledge, Captain Andrew Ayala from the Pacific is here, just literally fresh off the boat, and wow, as he came bearing gifts, right, Corey?
I know it. Are you kidding me? A day and a half trip. We're giving away, actually Andrew is, but we're giving away to one lucky caller today. Give us a shout at 833-288-0973. All the lines are full, but if you call and the ring is dropped off, stay on the line because you are in the queue. You're giving away a day and a half trip on the Pacific out of Seaforth. That's really cool of you, Andrew.
Yeah. Now, I know you've been booking up. How is the availability on the Pacific? I know you want to book through the landing, right?
Yeah, well, you can call Seaforth directly, or you can do it on their website, but we also have our website, Pacific. It's real easy, PacificaSportFishing.com, and our full schedule is on there, and you can book right on our website as well.
Okay, PacificaSportFishing.com. Mm-hmm. It's right there, and you can book any of the day and a half or day trips online.
Any of our party trips, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
and it's been busy, right? So you want to book in advance.
Yeah, we've been fairly busy. You know, we, for the most part, we've been sold out, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days or so.
Yeah.
This year, which, you know, is a testament to good fishing. Hopefully it picks back up here and
hello. Good times. But yeah. but it's, you know, we've had a downturn the last couple of days, but the fish is still there, and it's just a little temperature, a little, I mean, to go 2 months without a hiccup.
Oh yeah, it's normal.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's normal. I think here there's going to be a quick rebound, and we'll be back on them here real soon.
Yeah, like today could be the day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way tuna fishing is.
Well, hopefully not today because we're not out. Hopefully it's tomorrow.
So tomorrow, yeah. But it starts up like this afternoon, and then you start getting them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. Very good. All right, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Corey. Speaking of phones.
I know it. All right. Exactly. Somebody was calling. I know Harry from La Jolla was calling. Good morning, Harry, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I just got back yesterday from a long-range successful wahoo fishing trip. Back in 2015, we had wahoo in the local waters. What are the conditions that might possibly bring wahoo to us soon?
Interesting. Or what even brought them, you know, that 2015 and 16 or whatever it was. I mean, that's kind of crazy, really. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, you know, that was just, you know, one of those phenomena is a warm water year where everything pushed up this way.
Marlin, wahoo.
Yeah, just everything for one reason or another. There's a million ways to break it down, but it just seemed like everything had pushed up here. Everything from all the yellowtail fishing that was happening up around Dana Point and Catalina and Clemente, and then, you know, the local wahoo and blue marlin. It just seemed like everything
crazy
swam this way.
Yeah. And it could happen again, but it never happened before, right? I mean, we never saw wahoo on the Nine Mile Bank before.
No.
Or the Coronados.
No.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't think I've ever heard, you know, the old-timers talking about it.
Yeah.
But
no.
Who knows?
It could happen again, but may never happen again. But that's why this bluefin thing is such an opportunity, too, why you want to get out. Mm-hmm. Because it's, again, could never happen again that you could catch a 200-pounder right on a day trip out of San Diego.
Yeah,
right?
And you think about it, I mean, since the Zane Grey era, we didn't see that size of fish anywhere in the Bight of California. I mean, it was, for many years, it was happening at Guadalupe. You know, Guadalupe was kind of the place, and it switched over to yellowfin. I mean, it's really weird how the cycles work, and you know the cycles, just as it's come in, is going to unveil something new behind it, their bluefin might eventually back out, but something else might move in. You know?
Yeah, exactly. When one that's thing goes, another thing shows up.
That's the beauty of it.
We like that. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Harry, where were you fishing Wahoo?
We were down at the Ridge.
Nice. On which boat?
We went down with Art on the Searcher.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
And great. Was it a six, how many day trip?
6 day trip. Everybody on the boat got, there were 20 of us, 20 people got, 18 people got Wahoo, two of us, myself included, on the troll did not get any fish, or not any, Wahoo, but the other fellows, there were some people who got Wahoo just on, live bait, and lures. So it was a very nice. Successful trip.
Wow, and early for Wahoo, so that's a good thing, right? Like Andrew says, nothing like Wahoo fishing, right?
No, it's exhilarating, fast pace.
Yeah. What else did you catch, Harry, on the sixth day?
Well, I caught it. We had a couple of spots where we were fishing for tuna, and we did well with the yellowfin tuna, but we also got some incredible sheephead. I mean, big sheephead.
Wow.
We were fishing the dropper loop down in the bottom, and we were coming up with triggerfish. I mean, all kinds of fish. It was a really neat trip because it was exciting. You never knew what you had on your line. We did run into a problem with the skipjack. They were just a pain in the butt. The weather was great. We did have a couple of turbulent travel days, which made sleeping a little difficult. But all in all, it was a great trip. I want to go, we'll be going long distance again, but I was hoping that maybe somewhere along the line I wouldn't have to go that 700 miles down to fish because, you spend the first couple of days just traveling, and, of course, the last few days the same thing.
It sounds like it paid off, and the boat, the Searcher, is such a comfortable ride, and such a great crew, and great food, the whole thing.
And a nice variety on top of the
great
Wahoo
experience.
Yeah. Yep, everything from sheephead to Wahoo.
Right? Yeah.
Can't ask for anything
better. Pretty good. Harry, thanks for the report. Glad you had a good trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Let's talk to Pablo. Pablo calling from Chula Vista. Good morning, Pablo. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
Hey, you were talking yesterday about calico bass. Got me so excited. Friday, I went out with Fred, and our first stop, I take a couple casts, get a legal one right off the bat, but I notice up in the bow there's some fish splashing. So I walk up there, take a cast. The first one was like a 5-pounder.
Nice.
I'm using that swim bait, 6-inch swim bait, green and gold with a yellow head. Wow. And it was like for 5 casts, a 4, a 3, a 4, a 3. And I started giving them away, to people standing around. It was such good fishing.
That's some beautiful stuff, Pablo. And like we've been talking about, I mean, the inshore fishery is so healthy right now. And it's just the amount of bait and like Andrew was talking about barracuda around and the sea bass and just it's a beautiful time to be an inshore fisherman.
Yeah,
really.
For sure. Yeah. A good time, it sounds like, on the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing with Captain Fred.
Fred knows those local waters, too.
Oh, yeah. He knows them for sure. Hey, Pablo, way to go. Get him. Thanks a lot for the phone call and the report this morning. A
lot of fun. All right. Let's talk to Paul. Paul Cohn from Bellflower. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pete and Corey and Andrew.
Morning.
Good morning. All right. Andrew, the Pacifica, you guys sell Pacificas on there? No, just kidding.
We actually, for our Mexican beer, we stick to the Modelos.
There you go.
Those are good. Okay. Andrew.
Yes, sir.
All right. Pete started on it. You got your start. You were 12 years old fishing in Dana Point. All right. Mm-hmm. How did you get where you're at now? What happened?
Just kind of working my way up and progressing, progressing from pinhead to captain to owner, and everything like from the half-day boat to the long-range boat and then back to the Dana half boat.
Just so you went from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing to the American Angler.
Mm-hmm. Well, I spent.
And that'd be between you went to Newport.
Yeah, well, before the in between Dana Wharf, I worked for JJ on the Apollo for a few months.
Oh man, another okay. Man, you come from some good pedigree.
yeah, that was kind of a you know, that was like a 3 or 4 month stepping stone.
Yeah,
it was actually the first year he went down to Mag Bay. That was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, I showed up right at the end of the Dana Wharf season. I caught the last month of his stay at Fisherman's, and then we went down to We did Guadalupe and then Mag Bay.
Nice.
When I was working for JJ, yeah. But
One of those good guys, you know,
yeah.
like Brian.
Yeah, I learned a lot from that. He's a phenomenal fisherman, JJ.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you went from there to the American Angler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how you kind of transitioned into that long-range mm-hmm. fishing here down in San Diego.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like Brian Woolley said, he saw from minute one you had that in your blood. I mean, it was in your veins from the moment you were a pinhead stepping on the boat, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's
the fire in your eye.
It's funny, you know, hearing that from him, I can see that in a couple of our crew members. We've got two guys that I can just see it, you know. You don't ever have to ask him anything, and, you know, we're real fortunate to have him. And
they just do it.
Yeah, and they're into it. They don't do it because I tell them to do it. They do it because they, you know, they do certain things because they want to do things.
Yeah.
You know?
They're a part of the family, part of the crew, and they know mm-hmm. it needs to be done. You don't have to tell them, and they're mm-hmm. on it.
Yeah, and they just have the passion for what we do.
Yeah, and that really creates a good vibe on the boat too for the passengers and just.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because if the crew's not having a good time, no one's having a good time.
And you don't have to say a word; you can pick up the vibe.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, body language says a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Paul, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get a chance to talk to Captain Andrew Viola of the Pacifica? Have a chance to win a day and a half on the Pacifica out of C4 Sport Fishing. There is your chance. You know. Andrew, a lot of people have had people have influenced their lives. I know I have many places in the fishing world here that have helped me. And if you had to pick out some guys that really were the guys that kind of helped your career advance to where you're a boat owner today, I mean, name some names.
Oh man, I mean, it's just about everyone. You know, that, you know, I learned a lot when I was working for Brian on the Some Fun, and then Brian on the American Angler. I learned a lot from JJ. You know, even my partner, Drew Card. You know,
yeah,
I've learned a lot, you know, from him.
Drew's your partner in the Pacifica.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the business standpoint, I've learned a tremendous amount from him. You know,
he's a sharp guy.
Yeah, when we went into this deal, I had a good understanding of how sonars work and which side of the binoculars to look through, but
sure.
the business side of thing and scheduling and, you know, all of that was pretty foreign to me. So he was a real big help as far as that goes. But and then of course, you know, Sam and Brian on the American Angler, they, you know, I spent 6 years pretty much living with those guys and
sure.
learned a lot from them.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Good to have these people that have been through the ranks mm-hmm. be able to teach younger guys that move up and get their own boat and look where he is today.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I know listening to Brian, when he was on the show, Kiyohara was talking about just how proud and how you're still part of, you know, of his heart and family. And it's
still
just
part of the family.
Yeah, and it's really cool to, like, see you graduate and get your own boat, and he's proud of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty neat to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there is, man, almost all of us that worked together then have made that progression. You know, we worked with Taro and Cameron and one of our other crew members, Bobby, who's albacore fishing now. So
yeah, yeah. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I know here's another guy that probably wants to weigh in, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, Ken.
Morning, boys. How's everybody today?
Everybody's fantastic. A great show over there at North County Ford last week. Sure appreciate you coming out.
Oh, that's a blast to do that. Plus, it's welcome. Right here, so it's very convenient.
Yes.
Hey, I'd just like to give a shout-out to Andrew and his crew and the cook. Nick does a great job. Beautiful boat, big, wide. You can get two people by each other without knocking rods down when you're fighting a fish. But he's got the best bait tank in the short fleet. You guys got to get on the boat just to enjoy what a nice bait tank is.
Interesting.
Yeah, we could put a few of them in there, huh, Ken?
Well, it's all about the bait, and that boat has got it.
Yeah, that's our trick. You catch your tuna at the bait tank, not at the rail.
That's right. I have a real quick Andrew story. We were at the Hurricane Bank a few years ago, and Andrew and a customer, his name is Chong Chang, decided to have a contest to see who could wind a PL-68 from the bottom of the Hurricane Bank to the boat quickest. And Dr. Chang had an electric reel, and Andrew had a beat-up Abbott boat reel. And that was quite a show, and Andrew actually beat the electric reel back to the surface. And
Sweet.
Then I think he died on the deck when that was done. But
yeah, I was in a lot.
But that was an awesome display of cranking power. I got it.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Beat the electric reel. That takes some cranking, and especially a PL-60. Yeah, it's a heavy lure.
And not get bit on the way up.
Yeah.
Nobody got bit. Yeah.
That's a good
one. Anyway,
Andrew.
Andrew, you got a great operation. Anybody out there that hasn't had a chance to fish with Andrew on the Pacific, just get on the boat. You're going to love it.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, and good bait.
Hey, man, bait's the most important part of the deal.
Bait is critical.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Hey, Ken, thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning. You know, it's been a busy morning. It's been almost impossible to get through, but here's your chance. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. There's your chance to get in through to talk to Andrew Viola from the Pacifica and have a chance to go fishing with him on a day-and-a-half trip aboard the Pacifica. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
I know. One of our lucky callers is going to win that day-and-a-half trip, and then Armand in Long Beach wants his chance at that. Good morning, Armand.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
So I actually heard about the Pacific going out on the American Angler, and not only the Captain Brian was talking about him, but the deckhands. So that made me really excited to go out last year. So I fished twice on Pacifica last year, and both times did excellent. And I just can't recommend that boat more. I had a blast on it. And one thing that I was really surprised about is I was on a day and three quarters in November, and by the end of the trip, we had caught so many yellowfin. I had my limit of bluefin, and they kept fishing. It was, we should have been going in, I guess, but nope, we kept fishing, and the crew ended up hooking up like a 150, 200-pound bluefin during the night when all the passengers were in the cabin trying to just recover from the day of fishing, so they fish hard.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we like to get after them. We have a hard time hanging it up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We don't like going in.
You have a passion for that fishing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good attitude. And it probably carries through to your crew. Now, are you running the boat most of the time?
So it's myself and my partner, Aliar.
Okay.
Right now, we trade every 3 or 4 days or something like that. So when I'm running the boat, he's night driving, and when he's running the boat, I'm night driving. So both of us are there every day, but we
wow.
switch between captain and night captain once a week or so.
Just to break it up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, to mix it up. And, like I said, we're both there every day. So both of us like the fishing aspect of things, so we try not to stick each other night driving for too long.
Right. And like you were saying, if you're coming in on a day-and-a-half trip, you turn right around, you run a full-day trip. When Booger is running full in the San Diego, you're online sometimes for that full-day trip.
Yeah, we do the overflow for him.
So you can actually watch on the Seaforth website there and might be able to jump on with you on a full-day trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think our next one is Tuesday.
There it
Tuesday.
Is.
Tuesday. You're going to be doing a full day?
Yep.
Day-and-a-half trip tomorrow night?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Day-and-a-half trip tonight, and then...
Any space available?
I think tonight might be sold out, but I know that there's definitely space on I know there's definitely space on the full day trip, but I'm pretty sure tonight's day and a half is sold out.
But if you want to go on a full ride.
Yeah.
What a nice ride on the full day trip to go for tomorrow.
Yeah, and then we have a few spots Tuesday night on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night is a day and a half.
Yeah,
and there's spots.
And I actually see on Tuesday the full day trip. There's a few spots left too.
Yeah.
Yep. Because Booger's full. Why not get online?
Sounds good.
Yeah, get out there.
Armand, appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a lot. All right, let's find out what's going on. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Gabe Hansen, your saltwater guide, is standing by. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave.
Hey. Good morning, Andrew, Corey, Pete. Hey, Andrew, my dad has a soft spot in his heart for you. He talks very highly of you all the time. So,
how cool.
Sometimes I wish he talked about me the way he talks about you. But.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Andrew's a nice guy, right?
Right, exactly.
Kind-hearted, nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's always politically correct, which you can't say about me, so.
That's right.
But, you guys.
We still love you, Dave.
I know every.
Politically correct or not.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. So, hey, yeah, there's a little speed bump here in the fishing, but if you've looked historically at it, it can't go full speed every day forever. It has to take a little break. And there was some weather involved, some temperature. There was a big, gnarly, quick in-between swell for the last couple, 4 or 5 days. I mean, everything set up for that fish to put its head down a little bit and move a little bit. And believe me, from the reports we've had over the last 2 months with the airplanes and everything and the stuff that Andrew and all the boys down there are seeing, I guarantee you that stuff's going to pop back and it's going to bite like crazy. It's going to go full speed. The best time to go fishing is when they haven't been biting, because you know how it is. If you go when they're biting, you usually go on the day they quit biting. Well, now's the time to book a trip and get out there, because it's going to go full speed again. So don't get all discouraged because the fish counts are a little down right now. There's plenty of fish to catch. But we're going to talk about Catalina, because Catalina still is consistent. It's been consistent all year long, and it's still consistent. And now there's a billion of those little bonita, those 1 to 3 pound bonita, are all over the front side of the island. There's bonita everywhere. If you want to learn how to troll or practice your trolling, you can troll around in 100 feet of water up and down the front side of the island. There's plenty of bonita. There's some bigger yellows down on the east end around the corner from Orange Rocks up to Salta Verde. And wide open calico bass fishing, like Corey was talking about, Brian, the calico bass fishing's just been insane at Catalina. But it took a little break yesterday also. I know Decker and Eric were over there, had a tough day, but that doesn't mean anything. They're going to bounce right back. Everything's set for a phenomenal end of August and spectacular September. So don't get discouraged. Book your trips. Get out there. Go fishing. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Yeah, and Dave, give a shout out to our good friend of the show, Jim Decker, for getting the first marlin of the year for the Balboa Angling Club.
Yeah.
How about that?
Successful, and they did it.
Yeah.
They did it like it was easy. They just went out there, threw the lure in the water, trolled for 5 minutes, and they had one. And they got to let their buddy leader the first one. And I know who you know who that is.
Absolutely. Mr. Matt Koch, artist Matt Koch, got the leader of the fish for his first time. I mean, he was,
nice.
I'm sure, a little puckered up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was pretty excited.
That's pretty
cool. Well, of course, fishdope.com, you got to stay on it right now. It's changing, ever-changing. Fishdope.com has all the reports, gets all the info, the inside info. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find you, Dave?
Gang, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and we have well over 260 how-to videos for fishing in Southern California, all the different techniques Andrew and all the guys talk about. I stole all the information from all the old-time captains, and I made it available for all of you for a whopping $4.99. If you suck at fishing, you'll never have to suck again unless you like to.
good times, Mr. Dave Anson.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Man, bringing a whole new meaning to Bloody Decks is Mr. Dave Hansen. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We do have one open line at 833-288-0973. You have your chance to win a day and a half trip on the Pacifica with Andrew. We're going to be right back with Andrew on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we're having a fun time and just good laughs. And
boy, really good time.
Yeah, definitely. Andrew's sure. A good guy.
Yeah, for sure. Andrew Viola from the Pacifica is here, literally just fresh off the boat, talking some fishing, talking tuna. And let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Sam. Sam calling from Irvine. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Andrew. Hi. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, you probably wouldn't know me, but I went out with you many times in Newport when you fished San Clemente Island.
Okay.
Did a great job out there, and I've fished with you in San Diego as well. I haven't been able to get out this year, but the boats are really packed. I mean, if you didn't get out there in time, but I really appreciate the effort you put. I just want to share a story. We were at San Clemente Island, and the bait tank had gotten clogged. They couldn't get it any water to the bait tank, and Andrew put on a mask and dove over the side and cleared the intake and got the boat.
Whoa!
Awesome skipper.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever it takes to get through the day and put together a successful trip.
Yeah, that's got to be a little scary, jumping in the water out in the middle of the ocean and diving under the boat.
Yeah. It's the scariest part is when the boat's rolling. I've done it a few times when you don't realize how much that boat's moving until you're underneath it and it's coming at you. But it was pretty calm that day, and we were able to get it handled and finish out the day.
What happens? It just stuff gets like kelp gets into.
Yeah, I think that day it was like a plastic bag or something like that. It got sucked up on the screen. Oh. We couldn't get it cleared. But more often than not, it's at least when I was driving that Thunderbird, it was squid. We were making squid at night.
Oh, sure.
They're floating a little too thick.
Yeah, and they clog up.
Yeah, you know, all the boats have screens on them to try and help from that, but sometimes it's just too much.
It doesn't work, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Too much squid.
Right.
Yeah. Whoever said that would be a problem, right? Yeah, it's a good problem, right?
Yeah.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call this morning.
Good to hear from you, Sam.
Thank you.
Right? It's kind of cool. Yeah, bye. Thanks for calling, Sam. Let's talk to Charlie. Charlie from Gardenia. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I had a couple questions for Andrew. Andrew, could you tell us what where you purchased the boat from? I kind of lost track of it. I caught my first albacore with Whitey. And anyway, wanted to know a little history on that. And second question is, how do you operate the kite rotation on your boat? And if someone brings some flyers and balloons, can you give them some helium to put out a bait if they got the right gear?
So to start off with the boat, we actually bought it from a gentleman named Joe Phillips. It was formerly the Dominator. You know, originally when it was built, when the Ashley family had it, it was originally named the Pacifica. And then when I want to say it was Scott McDaniels that gave it the Dominator name, you know, which was a great name. But, you know, I just wanted to bring back the history of,
yeah,
of everything with
which
the boat.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, bring it back to the original name.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, it was at Point Loma for quite a while there.
Sure.
Point Loma Sport Fishing,
yeah,
as the Dominator. And then when we purchased it, just thought it'd be cool to bring back the original name from when it was built and move
like
it on
it
over to, yeah, to Seaforth. And as far as the kite goes, basically, you know, depending on how many people we have on board, we kind of put numbers in a hat and pull numbers randomly. The crew kind of handles everything from the upper deck. You know, it's really crazy from my long range days to now my, you know, day and a half days. We have the same amount of gear on board that the long range boats have. It's really crazy. But as far as bringing out flying fish and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of difficult because it's hard to pick and choose, you know, how much we can get out there in conditions as far as flying our own balloons and stuff like that. There have been trips when the conditions are right. We definitely want to get extra balloons and kites and stuff out there when possible. But I think that comes down to conditions. You know, if there's not much wind or there's too much wind, we kind of start going backwards, wrapping balloons around the kite line and twisting up balloons and stuff like that. So
it's probably better to stick to the one boat rig and mm-hmm. and rotate off that one rig instead of tangling up two.
Yeah, well, you know, but there have been times where it's been effective because we have we've had times in the past where, you know, one of our regular customers is a good friend of mine. You know, he actually he does, you know, he does it himself up at the bow, and he's got a few doing it. But you know, we get into the problem where how do you pick and choose who gets to do it and who doesn't? And, you know, we get everyone getting on the boat wanting to fly a balloon. We can't fly.
Let's catch a big one.
Well, we can't fly 30 balloons at the same time. You know,
right,
so,
exactly.
So I can imagine here in the near future, if we keep doing this, we're probably going to have to get, you know, a rotation going with that as well. For now, we're kind of, you know, the guys that know what's going on and the guys that, you know, bring all their own stuff, we're kind of letting them do it kind of.
You have guys bring their own helium and their own balloons?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those little, they bring those little, little tanks that you use, like when you're scuba diving, you know, the ones that you strap on your back, like that size tank.
Small.
Yeah, and the guys even bring their own helium. Like I said, for now, it has, you know, it's been cool. It's been able to work out because we never have more than one or two guys that are doing that. But
yeah,
I could see in the future.
Yeah, if five guys wanted to bring it, it might be an issue.
Or even 30, you know, we get 30 guys bringing out their own helium bottle. We'll have to put some policies in place.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Charlie. Appreciate that. Hang on one sec, okay? All right, appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Arnie. Arnie calling from Vista. Good morning, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I bet you'll be down at the big sale today, won't you?
Oh, God, I'm afraid I won't be, darn it, but I got to work. But, yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
You know my brother, Ernie Secco, Eyesline Pro Staff, I'm pretty sure. He's been
quite a bit
on the angler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, and he's a guide in the Sierras now, right?
Yeah, he was showing me some
pretty cool
pictures
at
the Fred Hall show.
You talk about that. Ken was talking about his shop. I know there's a picture that Wes has behind the counter. Picture you, Taro, and Ray pulling a fish over the rail for Wes. That's an awesome picture that he has.
Yeah, 2011, I think that was that picture.
Wow.
I can't remember the weight on that
fish.
I know it was a pounder, but
big one.
Cool.
I don't remember the exact weight. Yep.
Good stories, Arnie, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
How's
so
everybody
what
doing?
I have today, actually, is I wanted to make an announcement for CCA. We're doing the 2020 version of the Charter Challenge that we did last year. And, Andrew, you are our boat for the San Diego chapter. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I will be fishing with you. I will be the charter master on that trip. I will enjoy fishing with you this October.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. We got four boats going out. The L.A. boat will have the Amigo, sponsored by Promar. The O.C. chapter will have the Fury, sponsored by Daiwa. Inland Empire will have the Tomahawk, sponsored by Accurate. And we'll have the Pacifica, sponsored by Penn. It's a day-and-a-half trip. The part's October 11th, returns October 13th. The cost includes your bunk, bait, meals, and one-year membership to CCA. So please go to ccacalifornia.org and book your trip. It would be awesome.
Still space available, Arnie?
Oh, lots of space. Lots of room on the San Diego boat. Inland Empire is a little more fuller than the other three boats. But, yeah, definitely, guys, come on and fish with us. We give prizes away. It's a great time. We had a great time last year fishing out of Tomahawk.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, sounds like you're going to have a good time on the Pacifica. Well, that sounds great. So go to ccacalifornia.org, and you can get on and find out how you can book that trip, right?
Excellent. Yes, right there. All the costs are right there. The three different costs for the boats are all there. And another thing, don't forget the San Diego chapter. We're going to have our 2020 virtual banquet starting October 31st through September 5th. Again, go to ccacalifornia.org. And then you'll be able to see all the different items we'll have up for auction. And you guys are welcome to go there and join in. There's a fee, I think it's $50 to get you the membership for a year for CCA, because we missed it all at Fred Hall and Del Mar because we didn't have Del Mar this year. And then you'll get tickets to enter and all the put in for different prizes. And then
and what's the date on that again? What's the date on that?
August 31st to September 5th. September 5th is the day we
close
and we draw everything.
All right. And, of course, for all this stuff, you can go see Wayne and Chris today at the Giant Used Tackle Sale at Dana Landing today at 1 o'clock. I know Chris and
Wayne will be
Wayne
down
will be
there.
Down there and can answer all the questions about the Charter Challenge and the virtual banquet and all that. Hey, thanks, Arnie. It's nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning, and good luck on that trip on the Pacifica.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to miss you today down at the big sale.
Yeah.
1 o'clock. Man, that's going to be a huge thing, Pete.
Yeah, it
oh,
is.
My God.
There's going to be some people there.
Yes, sir. Yeah. All right. How about we jump back into it, Pete? Talk to Tom. Tom Cone from Temecula. Welcome to the show this morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Fished on the Pacifica for the first time last year. Was a great experience. I was going to say it's the first time I ever fished on that boat, but I did fish on the Dominator when it was down in Point Loma. And my question is, I know there are rail rods, and when can you put a rod down on the rail? When's the best time to do that? And does it have to be a rail rod before you can put your rod down on the rail when you're fighting a fish? And then question for you, Pete. Are you going to send out another email on the AB 3030 prior to Wednesday on that vote?
Yeah, so what about the rail rod?
So as far as the rail rod goes, it doesn't have to be specifically labeled a rail rod to use the rail technique to fight your fish. Really, the time to do it is when the fish is straight up and down. When the fish is out and away from the boat, you kind of want to have your rod butt in your pelvis region, just to keep a bend in the rod, and you can put a little bit more pressure that way. But once they're straight up and down is when you want to start using the rail. And
you can really get the bend in the rod for one that's straight up and down.
Yeah, you can really put the pressure on them. Yeah, that's what it's all about, is keeping a big bend in the rod.
And the roll of the boat, and you just get the rhythm going and keep them circling up slowly and put it in low gear and keep them coming.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Engage the winch.
Yes, sir.
The rod, the bend in the proper rod is really the power of getting a big fish, right?
Yeah, that's the way I've always thought about it. The rod is what kills the fish. The reel just keeps the rod bent.
Aha. Okay.
The bend in the rod is what's pulling the fish up, and the reel's keeping the rod bent. That's my analogy of it.
Yeah. Has anybody ever used harnesses anymore?
Not really. When I was doing long range thing, was every once in a while we would get someone to do it. The problem with the harness is you're just not very maneuverable getting under and over guys or around an anchor or corner.
Just not as friendly.
Yeah, it's hard to move.
Right, a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, very good. And thanks a lot for the call this morning, Tom.
Yeah, that's a good one for sure, Tom. Bruce, how about Bruce from Lemon Grove? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Bruce. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Andrew, are any jigs being effective out there, cold snipers, the flat poles? What's the majority of the fish being caught on, fin bait or?
Yeah, I pretty much this whole year a lot of it's been fly lining, but we've had quite a few trips where those cold snipers have been really effective, sinking, you know, the heavier, what are they, 100 and...
The 100 gram?
The 100 gram, yeah, the 100 gram cold snipers, sinking those out and fishing them more straight up and down.
And are they biting it on the wind?
Both on the sink and on the wind. Pretty much fishing those things just like a flat fall.
Really?
Uh-huh. We had a couple of real good days on that. Bluefin and yellowfin.
Nice.
But a lot of our fish have been on the fly line bait. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to see this year the average size of yellowfin that have moved in our area. I mean, it's a pretty good size.
Yeah, they're almost too big.
Right. Yeah. And you say too big for, 30 guys on the boat to bring a number on the boat. But, I mean, truly, dude, if a passenger gets... Mm-hmm. A nice, what are they, up to 40, 50 pounds?
Yeah, we had one at San Clemente Island that was right around 90 pounds.
90-pound yellowfin?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been able to get them side by side here for the last month or so.
Oh, yeah.
What fights harder, yellowfin or bluefin? Good question.
You know, I've always thought that the yellowfin... pull a little bit harder, but those bluefin, they always have one last little run in them. Seems like you get them up close to color, they're always good for one more. But those yellowfin are pretty tough.
They're pretty tough. But the factor about the bluefin though is they have teeth number one and they shake their head, so they can saw you off a lot, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
More so than the bluefin.
The yellowfin, yeah.
Or the yellowfin, excuse me.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, either way, they're both tough.
They're
fish.
Both tough. What about table fare? Let me ask that one.
Oh, God, they're a tough question.
They're
both good, right?
Yeah, they're both really good. And you prepare them both the same way.
As
weird as it may seem, I've never had, both of them next to each other on a plate. And like, which one do I like better? Normally, we're catching bluefin and I bring some bluefin home, or we're catching yellowfin and I bring some of that home. And I'll have to do that. I'll have to take, we're catching both. Bring both of them out, the same exact recipe, put them next to each other and see which one I like better. Because,
I like them both sashimi. I like them both in poke. And I think the fattiness of the bluefin,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
seared, skillet.
That texture of the yellowfin. And, dude, I'm telling you, the way that you and your crew treat them on the boat is bar none. Superb. I mean, I'm telling you, I've received it twice this year. And it's from two different people. And it's... I'm telling you, and you guys didn't know it was going to end up in my hands, right? So it's incredible. It really is.
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of it. We don't.
You treat every customer like you're number one.
Yeah, we try to.
Yeah,
we try to.
It shows.
That's
definitely
cool.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
That's a good one for sure. Hey, let's talk to Mark. Mark calling from Santee. Hometown of Santee.
Yeah,
good morning, Mark.
Hometown, right?
Well, hey, good morning.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, you had a hi, how you doing? A caller that called in and said he caught a tuna on it from Japan. Is this uncommon?
Well, that's where they migrate to. We had a one of our listeners actually caught a tagged tuna, and it started its life in Japan.
And it was very interesting. It was, I think he said, 7.5 inches when tagged. Uh-huh. And exactly, I think to date, a year later, he caught it, and it was 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tagged in Japan, caught off San Diego.
Yeah, I've heard those stories quite a few times. I haven't personally seen it, but I've heard those stories of that happening multiple
Pretty
times.
Pretty uncommon, but they do tag quite a few tuna, especially bluefin and some yellowfin.
I think every time I think I've heard of that, in my lifetime, maybe 5 or 6 times, I don't know, 4 or 5, whatever it is, but every time it's been bluefin.
Yeah,
really.
And they come across the ocean, right?
Yeah
Pretty amazing. Speaking of calico bass, hey, thanks a lot for the call, by the way, appreciate that.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. I've caught a couple of tagged calico bass.
Have you caught calico bass? From Lyle Bilquist's study.
And what's interesting is they don't go anywhere.
It's very, very incredible.
They're like right here.
It's something that we never knew. And Lyle's study found that on average, the calicos would move only a quarter mile from where they were tagged. Like such a short distance. It's incredible.
Like in a year, too.
But let's say this. Okay, we've had El Nino the last 5 years, you know, like extreme El Nino. And they do migrate up north. I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
And some of the best fishing that they had in the Santa Barbara area was post El Nino in the mid-80s, right? And so in the late 80s, they had very good fishing on the calicos there. And stand by, because I know Rafa up there, up out of Santa Barbara Sea Landing. He's
ready to get him.
Talented guy, and they're getting him.
That sounds cool. Yeah, fun. All right, let's jump back on the phone.
Let's do it. I know. I love the calico talk. You get me going.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck home from Dana Point. Welcome.
Morning, Chuck.
Hey, Andrew. Imagine if the calicos grew that fast like that bluefin. Man, we had fire, huh?
Yeah. Oh,
and you grew up in the calico region here with Wooly, going to school with him there. You know, that guy is something else. He sure got a name for himself. And you broke my kid in on overnight because he wouldn't go. And I know you got to go on a Thunderbird. And, you know, you just got it, the jive with the deckhands and everybody. You just know when the boat's flowing. And to this day, we still talk about that trip. One of his first yellowtail he ever caught. But
was on the
my question is, on the Thunderbird, And you stuck your head out. Hey, where are you guys from, Dana, huh? Yeah, dude, that's where we're from. He goes, I grew up with Wooly. Oh, no way we get each other. That was a good goodbye. But, you know, kind of gave it away. How'd that Santa suit work for you? Did you get any numbers?
Unfortunately not.
Dude, you're 17, rocking the Santa suit. That's too funny.
Anything to make the boss happy, right?
Yeah, right. We got to pull up a photo.
I'm sure Brian's got one.
Yeah,
I know. He's something else. So I'm just so glad to have met you before you got out of here. You know, but good luck to you this season. Hopefully we'll get down there and fish with you.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, good stuff for sure. Santa suit and all. Let's talk to Norman. Norman calling from San Diego. Good morning, Norman. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. Question for you in regard to that comment you made about number two hooks earlier in the show. I'm wondering if you would use a ring version of that, and what's the knot to a ringed hook compared to a non-ringed hook?
Good questions.
You know, we typically don't use them. We like just the standard ringless hooks because... And you know, nothing against the tackle companies or anything like that. I've seen those rings fail. I've seen the braids come apart and stuff like that. I don't see the benefit in it. You know, and
you like a straight tie right to the eyelet.
Yeah, straight tie right to the hook. Yeah, and sometimes you know that ring bends around in a funny way or something like that. I think it definitely the bait fish is better with that ring on there, but. I don't see a whole lot of.
Now you were talking about the key to a fresh piece of bait. Like you were talking about fishing a bait for 15 seconds and then starting all over again. Is that?
Oh yeah.
That's. I mean, if you're not bit within 15 seconds, start all over again.
Not bit. Just your bait's not swimming.
Swimming. Okay.
Yeah,
if you have one that hits the water and it takes off, that's the one.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that one, and even with that one. They're getting about 45 seconds.
Okay.
You know, or a minute or so
You're looking for that reaction on the corner.
That's what I'm looking at, and that's what I, you know, try to push on to all of our customers. Just keep changing those things.
Yeah,
keep changing them.
Right. So more important than a ring is the size of the hook, number one, and then that fresh bait that takes off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's my number one is the quality of your bait and really going through a lot of them to get the right one.
Yeah. How do you know the right bait?
You can't catch them.
You can't catch them.
You can't catch them in the hand well.
Yeah.
You know, just looking, you know, they got all their scales, you know, they, you know, swimming around, they look healthy, you know,
just
no blood
tough.
On them. Yeah, they just, you know, you can kind of look at them when they're swimming around because, you know, even sometimes you'll see a dead bait in the hand well that looks good, but ain't good.
No.
You know, so
yeah.
Watching the way they swim and what they look like is both.
And I think the other thing, too, I see a lot of people doing is the way you hold the bait is so important. You don't want to squeeze that bait. You don't
you
want
to squeeze all the love out of the
yeah,
poor
and
thing.
You don't want to get the scales off of it and such like that. You want to gently put your hook in and get them in the water as soon as possible.
Yeah, you know, the one tidbit that we pass along with that is pointing the tip, when you hook your bait, pointing the tip of the hook towards the nose of the bait, because that way, you know, the scales are layered going, you know, from the nose to the tail. So by pointing the hook towards the nose, you can go in between the scales instead of through the scales.
Good tip.
And that's why I like
instead
the J hook.
Knocking them off.
And, yeah, that's why I like the J hooks, because the circle hooks are a little bit tougher to get in there, so you end up beating up your bait while trying to get the hook
in. Well, just trying to put the hook through it, right?
Yeah, but, you know, getting a J hook in there, you can just loop it right in there.
Yeah, get it indeed. Done. Hey, some good stuff, Norman. Call. Yeah, for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back on Lots to Hook Up. We're going to find out who's won this day-and-a-half trip on the Pacifica. You're going to be fishing with Andrew. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Rock Cod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, a summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We've had a fun 2 hours with Andrew from the Pacifica. Our lucky winner, the lines were packed the entire time. Charlie from Gardenia has won the full day-and-a-half trip.
Day-and-a-half trip on the Pacifica. Thank you, Andrew, for that. And Charlie's going to be stoked for that. And, Andrew, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Pacifica out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, how do we do it?
You can do that right on our website. Our full schedule is up there. It's PacificaSportFishing.com. Or if you wanted to do it over the phone, you can call Seaforth Landing directly at 619-224-3383.
Talk to Marcos on the radio or one of the other great guys there.
Yeah, all of them. Reed, Kirk, all of them.
They're all good people for sure. But Pacifica Sport Fishing, you get the complete information on the boat, on the trip. And you said you have a full day trip with openings Tuesday. And then a day and a half trip on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
That has an opening.
Yeah, yeah, there's a few openings on that day and a half trip Tuesday night.
All right. Yep. Get on it. Fish are biting. Let's go. Thanks a lot, Andrew. Great to have you. Thank you, Corey. We'll be back next week. Of course, thanks to Adam in the studio there. And, of course, Adam doing the app for us. Appreciate all the work that the both Adams do for us. And next Saturday, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune will be here from Seaforth. He'll be right here with us. And then next Sunday, travel insurance expert Bob Dawson will be here. Cora with Corey and myself next weekend. Thanks for listening to us today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.